Bucks Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
To the Jeff Poor Show, hour number three here on FM Talk 106.5. Still coming on the program today, for Congressman Parker Griffith joins us at the bottom of the hour. Talk about the convention, what he thinks about it. What is it really helping the case for Democrats to get elected in November? Make sure that you stay tuned for that. But very delighted to introduce my next guest, running for mayor in Fairhope. Big municipal election, a lot of intrigue, a lot of, I guess, drama, for lack of a better term, going on the Eastern Shore with this one. But Sherry Sullivan, running for that spot, joins us in studio. Sherry, how are you today?
Good, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for making the trip over here. I really, really appreciate that. Let's get into it. Running for mayor. People may not know much about you. Give us a little bio here. What to expect.
Sure. So I'm born and raised in Fairhope. My daughter is a fifth generation, so my family's been around for a long time. I worked for the city of Fairhope for almost 17 years, so I feel like I have the experience and the relationships needed to run the city. When I worked for the city, I did communications and events. I ran the senior center, ran the museum, did special projects. So especially doing communications, you interact with almost every department, especially when you work through like disasters like Ivan and Katrina. So you interact with every department, so you're able to, I guess, know the inner workings of the city. So, again, I feel like I have the experience and I will be able to, hit the ground day one, getting things done.
So what do you think your vision for the city? I guess there's so many powers the mayor has, but once you, day one, you get in office, what direction do you see the city taking? It might be different from the last 4 years or before.
I think the biggest thing is being able to get along with the city council and being able to build that relationship. I think any projects that you do, anything that you do in an organization, that you have to have respect, trust, and communication. And I think, from day one, being able to meet with the department heads and being able to meet with the city council and build that consensus and just, make them feel like we're all part of the same team will be a big change.
Yeah, because it's been a rough go just watching from afar. You always hear some of the things going on. Does that, you think that kind of distracts from what the progress the city could make?
I do, and I really think it's really sad for the citizens and the people who live in Fairhope, because Fairhope's always had a great reputation about being a wonderful place to live, and it is. And when you have the contention amongst the mayor and the council, it just kind of overshadows the great place that it is. And again, I don't think that a lot of the projects that people have brought forth to the city have been able to be completed just because of they haven't been able to get along and come to a conclusion about a lot of stuff.
Now, it seems to me kind of getting geeked up for all this and understanding what's going on. There's a tendency, or there was a push, to kind of hit the brakes on maybe some of the development, do it in a smart way, not grow too fast. Do you think that Fairhope's achieved that right level of that, or is there maybe mishandled in some ways?
I think there's always room for improvement with anything, and I think growth is one of those things. People throw out the term sustainable growth or smart growth, and people don't really understand what that means. And there's a lot of people in Fairhope who want a slow growth, a lot of people who want to see it grow bigger. I, being born and raised there, of course I'd love to build a wall, but we can't do that. And there's been so many great people move to Fairhope or come to Fairhope who have so much to add to our community. But again, controlling the growth is probably one of the largest challenges, along with the infrastructure, which kind of go hand in hand. But controlling the growth, if you put the regulations in place to control the growth, you put the impact fees in, things that will slow it down. I mean, then you create a community that your children may possibly not be able to move back to because you're increasing property values and they can't afford to do that. But I do think that there is an opportunity for us to revisit our comprehensive plan, to dust it off, to look at it, to make sure that it's meeting our needs today. And, work with the developers, keep some open lines of communication and make sure that we're growing the way that our citizens and our leadership, want us to grow.
I think a big part of that is just being ready for it. Suddenly your small town's got traffic problems, a little well known with the sewer water system, that you can't get places, and you're growing at such a rapid pace that people, their quality of life decreases because of it, and trying to figure out a way. What do you think, though, I guess, of getting that kind of steering it in a good direction to make sure that the the people that are there aren't suffering from it.
Right. And some of that's come up while I've been campaigning, you know, people talking about overcrowding in places or the traffic, parking issues downtown and all that. And again, I think, you know, part of that is the challenges of us growing so fast. And I think some of that comes along again with pulling those plans off the shelf, dusting them off, make sure we're revisiting those yearly, making sure that we're updating them to meet Fairhope's needs today. With the infrastructure, I think a lot of that just comes with routine maintenance, making sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to keep your infrastructure, you know, in good condition, good working condition.
What needs to be done, Father? I mean, it looks like Fairhope's making a lot of improvements. It's got a high-speed internet system that a lot of cities would just kill for. And then it's growing, you know, this rate of growth is something a lot of cities would die for as well. But, you know, beyond that, improving quality of life, what kind of ideas do you have?
Well, I think one of the things for improving quality of life is, you know, always, again, the infrastructure and making sure that you have a community that's very diverse. You know, your parklands, we want the health of Mobile Bay. I mean, all those contribute to the quality of life. And again, I think just being able to work together, the mayor and council being able to work together in some of these projects that have not happened, like the Triangle Space or the K1 Center, all things that are quality, you know, contribute to the quality of life of living there. I think being able to work together and get an end result to those projects will be huge for our residents.
You keep mentioning the division between the current mayor and the city council. Really, just kind of give us a rundown from your perspective. What really is that about? Is it a particular issue, or is it just maybe personalities? I mean, really, why aren't things? And why can't things, or why haven't things been in better shape than they are?
I think with any relationship you have, it takes trust and communication and mutual respect. And I think there has been, you know, there's probably fault on both sides. And, you know, those are hard obstacles to overcome when you break trust and you have a lack of respect for each other. So I think, you know, hopefully bringing that back to the city council, being able to get along and communicate, not get along just to go along, but get along and be able to communicate and know that we're going to have our differences, but be able to work through that for the greater good of Fairhope.
There's something like, well, day one, you're elected mayor, you get in front of these guys, what do you tell them that you really want to work toward a better relationship? Is that kind of the gist of it?
Exactly. And being able to just, again, keep open lines of communication, knowing that we're not going to always agree, but being able to disagree and whatever the majority rules, being able to get on board and move forward.
Because that's, I guess, is such a big part of it, that really, that disagreement, what might have happened if from your perspective, if he didn't have these obstacles?
Again, I think a lot of the projects that have been put on the back burner, a lot of the things that need to be done in Fairhope could have already been taken care of.
Just give us like an example, perhaps, of
again,
these projects.
The K1 Center, the Triangle, some of the infrastructure issues, the personnel. You know, there's been a lot of turnover in personnel. I think some of that, you know, could have been remedied with a little bit of trust and communication.
What are you hearing from folks out there on the campaign trail?
Issues that they, is that what you're talking about? Just issues,
yeah,
they want to address?
They say, well, you know, these are my criticisms of the city right
sure.
now.
Well, and it comes from different areas of the city, obviously. People are worried about growth. People are worried about the infrastructure, the sewer overflows. They want that to completely stop. The working waterfront plan has come up quite a few times. You talked about great internet service, but there are areas of Fairhope who are lacking, so they've asked for better internet service, better cell service. Of course, the golf course, there's things they've talked about out there that they feel that need to be taken care of, but it just kind of depends on where you are. But most of it has been just infrastructure growth type issues.
Yeah, because it's growing at such a rapid tick, and it's expanding out into the frontiers of Central Baldwin County.
Right.
That I guess poses challenges too, of just, you know, we don't think about it. It's easy just to say we're going to annex or whatever, but once you do so, there's a lot of things you've got
to
offer.
You have to provide services,
right. And you can't just, oh, we're going to have fire and policemen come out there. There's other elements of that
as
well.
That's right. And so, and again, you want to make sure you're prepared to be able to handle those annexations. But, you know, for us, we can't grow to the west because we have the bay.
Right.
We're not going to be able to grow to the south because of the Barnwell Landmark District. It's going to kind of, you know, if that passes, it'll abut us. So, you know, the east is where we're growing mostly. So, you know, that area obviously needs to, we need to, you know, look at the infrastructure there, make sure it's ready for the growth that we're going to see.
Yeah, and then it becomes a question of how you're going to pay for all of this, mm-hmm. and people worry about their taxes going up or their fees going up on certain services.
Right, and they do. They worry about that. They want, you know, they ask about taxes a lot. But again, that the growth and that what you're seeing and worrying about taxes and all that is, again, where the mayor and the city council have to be able to work together and come to some mutual consensus about how you're going to handle that, especially the funding, since the city council is the one who, you know, is responsible for the funding.
I mean, for some people, having that sort of disagreement's healthy, that it is, mm-hmm. that it keeps a government from running away. But a lot of people also would tell you, well, it just makes us look bad, and it gives us a bad reputation. And you just got to strike that right balance. You can't just disagree for the sake of disagreeing.
Well, right. And, you know, and Fairhope's always, you know, it's a beautiful place. Everybody's like, oh, it's so great and wonderful. It's Mayberry. But it's not Mayberry. And again, you're going to have leaders that are going to disagree. It's just like you said, it's good to challenge each other. It's good to ask questions. It's good to disagree. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to build some sort of consensus to move forward.
Have you, obviously you were involved in city government before. Have you gotten any feedback from people in government? Like, did they, because we oftentimes these city elections, these municipal elections, you know, the people that really are active in it are people that work for the city, the policemen, the firemen. Have you had any feedback from them on what they think could be done to improve the things?
You know, I've really tried to not engage too much with the employees during the campaigning process, just because I feel like that's for their safety, and just they're not supposed to get involved in
right.
the political process during working hours. Obviously, after hours, they can do what they want to. But, you know, I've talked to some of them, and I just think that there are... for the employees themselves, I think just creating a work environment where they feel free to communicate, feel free to voice their opinions, and just have a stable working environment. I think that's what they're looking for.
Because everything's so nationalized right now. People look on their televisions and they see what's going on with, you know, police.
Right.
And the police getting into defund the police. That there is a movement afoot to really bolster that police protection. Now, Fairhope maybe not mm-hmm. have this anti-police sentiment as, say, Minneapolis or somewhere, but I do think people look at it, I want that strong police presence mm-hmm. in my community.
And it's funny you said that, because I've had that at almost every social that I've done. Somebody has come up to me after the fact. They don't bring it up publicly, but they come up to me after the fact and ask me what my vision is regarding the police department. Would I want to defund the police department, or if we had rioters in our town, would I call the police off? And obviously I would not. I mean, you know, public health and safety is one of the number one priorities of a municipality, so obviously I would not do that. I said I would actually bring in extra police protection if we needed it.
And there's a weird phenomenon going on, I think, maybe not so much in Alabama, but where people are fleeing the cities and they want to be maybe near the city because that's where their job is. They don't want to live in downtown wherever anymore. They want some separation there. That might, you know, we're talking about growth and everything. That might make the growth, it might make people want to move to a place like Fairhope even more.
Correct. And I think that's happened with COVID too. I said, you know, people are able to work remotely, do telehealth. And so I think it has brought a lot more people to smaller towns. They're moving out of bigger cities and looking for places to live like Fairhope, who have such a great quality of life.
And that could really, you could see a spike out of it. I guess it's just being prepared for that. And as we were talking about, knowing the right direction to take with growth and whatnot.
Correct, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick time out here and get into more about the campaign. When we ask you the other side, I'll ask you about, you know, how that's going, especially, I think, this new normal of COVID-19 and being on the campaign trail and how you have to interact with people. But when we get back to the other side, we'll get into that. A lot more to come on the program. Want to stay tuned. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a soul. I should have died out a long time before. Have pity on me. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home.
Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. 24 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. I still to come on the program today. Parker Griffith, former congressman from Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Really quick while I got you here. Tomorrow on the program, you want to tune in. Alabama County Association of County Commissioners of Alabama President Sonny Brass will be with us. We've got columnist Steve Flowers. Congressman Scott DeJarlais from Tennessee will be with us. And as we do every Friday, we'll wrap it up with State Senator Chris Elliott. So another jam-packed show for you tomorrow. Hopefully you can tune in. Still in studio with us. Glad to bring in these municipal candidates when we can. Fairhope mayoral hopeful Sherry Sullivan. We were just talking before break. It's a brave new world out there with the pandemic and politics. Campaigning during COVID-19, what's that been like?
It has. It's been strange. So, of course, the first thing I did was order masks. I said, vote Sherry. So everybody had them on because you want to make sure you're wearing your mask because there's a mask mandate and social distancing. But, you know, going door to door has been a little bit different because you want to be very respectful of people. So knocking on the door and, you know, making sure you have your mask and stepping back, those kind of things. But again, having the socials, everything's been outside and it's August, it's Alabama, so it's really hot.
I can imagine.
Yes, it's really hot. So, it's been really different. It has been.
And trudging up and down the streets with the mask on. Oh, my gosh.
It's hot.
Summer heat. Yeah.
Yeah. And I said when we were off the air, you know, campaigning is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I've been around municipal government now for, you know, close to 20 years. And it's a lot different than I thought it would be.
And there's so much territory in Fairhope to have to cover. I imagine that's difficult in itself.
It is. It's, you know, you don't think it's a big area, but it is. There's a lot of subdivisions. You know, you have your larger ones like Quill Creek, Rock Creek, but there's Firethorn, you know, newer ones out off of 181. So there's a lot of big subdivisions.
Yeah, and then, like, going to campaign events has been different, too, from what I can tell. Some places, they aren't doing this mass nonsense or whatever, but I find a lot of these local elections that they're really trying their best to social distance and wear masks, right? Yeah,
right, we are. And I think, again, you have a mask mandate in the state of Alabama, and you have that for a reason, so you want to be respectful of that, and you don't want to offend anybody by not following those orders. And I would never want to, I would not want to expose myself right now to anything or expose somebody else, especially considering, you know, I don't need to be sick for the next 5 days.
That's true. I imagine coming down with something and then here it's crunch time and you can't go anywhere. You got to stay home.
Correct.
And you're losing ground.
Right.
Or at least it seems that way, right?
Yeah, and you have volunteers, obviously, that will help you. And one thing that's been nice is with the forums, being able, you know, everybody's so used to Zoom now and everything, so being able to, you know, broadcast those forums on Zoom or, you know, Facebook Live or whatever it might be. And that's kind of the new normal for everybody. So that's been a little bit different also.
The one thing I've noticed, just the level of civic engagement is a lot. There's a bigger presence of that in Fairhope than a lot of other places I've kind of watched before. Is that your feeling too?
It is, and I think it's because of the people that we attract to live in Fairhope. Obviously, we have a very educated population, and I think they come in concerned about issues, and especially the way Fairhope and Baldwin County is growing. I think that's a concern for everybody. So I think people, you know, stay politically engaged to make sure they're, you know, for the health of their community.
I mean, and it really gets back to, it's like you invest in a community. And you want, I mean, maybe not necessarily a return on that investment, but the return maybe isn't monetary or property value or any things we traditionally talk about, but just a better quality of life.
Correct. It's quality of life. And again, that's your home. I mean, you're making an investment there. You're raising your family. You're living there. And you want it to be the place that you envisioned. So I think, you know, people do, they take it seriously and they become very engaged.
But for a lot of people, though, I think Fairhope kind of lives up to the billing. Is that so far? I mean, kind of where we are right now, is it?
I think so. And obviously, that's why I'm running. I mean, I love Fairhope. That's why I'm doing this. It's my home. It's the home to most of my family and extended family. And, you know, to preserve it for future generations is why I'm doing this.
And we got about a minute and a half left here. Give a good closing pitch to voters who might be coming out next week.
Yeah, I think that what sets me apart from the other candidates is that I have government experience. I have municipal government experience. I have experience in public utilities, and I can hit the ground on day one, you know, getting things done. And I have the relationships in place, and just look forward to serving.
And if folks want to find you on social media or got a website or something like that, you can point them to?
I do, sherryformayor.com, and then also I have Facebook and Instagram.
All right. This is, I think, one of the more intriguing local elections. We try to do a little bit more with that as time unfolds. But Sherry, thanks for making the trip over here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me here this morning.
That was Fairhope mayoral hopeful Sherry Sullivan on with us. Going to talk a little bit more about what's going on. Obviously, Democrat National Convention on the agenda. That's coming up with Parker Griffith. In the next segment, a friend of mine from my Huntsville radio days, he's going to be with us. You'll hear about, if you want to text us, feel free to do so. 251-343-0106. Or you can hit us up on Twitter. Hit me up on Twitter, I should say. You can hit us up on Twitter. Twitter.com/FMTalk1065. But you hit me up on Twitter. Jeff_Poor. So we got that coming up. Like I said, Fairhope election next week. We had Karen Wilson on yesterday, Sherry Sullivan on today. We reached out to the other candidates, have not heard back or have been denied or turned down, but have an open place for them here for those of you wondering what about the other candidates. Just wanted to make sure we put that out there. Checking the text line here, Walmart land donation. Yes, okay. So feel free to reach out to us on the text line. We're going to take a quick time out, get right back into it. Stay tuned. This is the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Well, I got some drinking money. Turn up your dobro. People said it was useless. Them people all were fools. Those Curtis Snow was the finest pickup to ever play the blues.